Meanwhile, Takfir ISIL insurgents in Iraq have released over 30 Turkish truck drivers that they had kidnapped in the country last month. The Turkish Foreign Minister Ahmet Davutoglu has confirmed the report, in which he added that the drivers were handed over to the consular staff. Now, the drivers are heading to Iraq's northern Kurdistan region. The terrorist group had seized them in the northern Iraqi city of Mosul on June 9. A few days later, the militants abducted nearly 50 people from the Turkish consulate, including the head of the mission there. They include special forces, diplomats, and children. This is while Turkey, along with Saudi Arabia, and including Qatar, have been accused of supporting insurgent groups in Iraq. Let's find out more about this operation that led to the release of these people from Turkey, including the truck drivers. Vernia Akit, our correspondent, joins us from Istanbul. Vernia, I'm sure there was a lot of backstage maneuvering going on between the Turkish government, I'm assuming, and these terrorists. How did this release come about? And tell us more about the number that was released and where they are now.
Reports suggest that 32 truck drivers, or there were 31 truck drivers and one extra person who were released today. The one extra person had been with the truck drivers when they were first kidnapped in Mosul on the 9th of June. They were transporting some oil to a Turkish power plant in northern Iraq when they were captured or kidnapped, along with, as you said, 49 members from the Turkish consulate in Mosul. There has been a blanket silence, if you like, ordered by the Prime Minister on any reporting in Turkey about the kidnapped Turkish citizens from the embassy or from the consulate, as well as the truck drivers. We did learn late last week, that the ISIS militants were demanding a 50,000 lira, which is about $5,000 per person, or sorry, $25,000 per person ransom for all of the Turkish citizens. So we are not sure in Turkey today whether any ransom has been paid. The Foreign Minister Ahmet Davutoglu had cautioned or had reiterated several times since the 9th of June that if any harm came to any of the Turkish citizens, then Turkey would take harsh steps and would retaliate very strongly towards that. We are not sure still what has happened to and where the 49 consulate staff is, and we are not able to report on them from Turkey. But today we have learned that the 32 truck drivers, or the 32 men who have released, 31 of them truck drivers, are in Erbil at the moment, and that they are completing formalities in Erbil, paperwork, and that they will be boarding the Foreign Ministry has released a statement saying that they will be boarding a Turkish Airlines flight tonight, and they will be arriving back in Turkey this evening. So we are expecting them back in Turkey this evening. From very meager reports that we have had from family members of these truck drivers in Erbil who have had telephone conversations with their husbands, wives who said that their husbands were taken care of pretty well. They weren't sure what the next day would bring for them, and that they were living in constant fear for these past days since the 9th of June that it might be their last day. But otherwise they had received sufficient food, water, and any other daily needs that they might have had during the past nearly 1 month that they have been in captivity with the ISIL militants in Iraq.
Very well. Thank you very much for that, Vernia. We appreciate it. That's the correspondent, Vernia.